Merry Christmas, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Joy to the World, was written by Lisa Samra. Every Christmas, we decorate our home with nativity scenes from around the world. We have a German nativity pyramid, a manger scene fashioned out of olive wood from Bethlehem, and a brightly colored Mexican folk version. Our family favorite is a whimsical entry from Africa. Instead of the more traditional sheep and camels, a hippopotamus gazes contently at the baby Jesus. The unique cultural perspective brought to life in these nativity scenes warms my heart as I ponder each beautiful reminder that Jesus' birth was not just for one nation or culture. It's good news for the whole earth, a reason for people from every country and ethnicity to rejoice. The little baby depicted in each of our nativity scenes revealed this truth of God's heart for the entire world. As John wrote in relation to Christ's conversation with an inquisitive Pharisee named Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The gift of Jesus is good news for everyone. No matter where on earth you call home, Jesus' birth is God's offer of love and peace to you. And all who find new life in Christ, from every tribe and language and people and nation, will one day celebrate God's glory forever and ever. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 and verses 13 through 16. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." And now, verses 13 through 16. "No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son Jesus into this world to save us from our very own sin. May we find hope and freedom and grace when we put our faith and trust in you. Thank you that when we are born again, the old sinful me has gone and it has been replaced with a new me. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.